Tuesday, the 6th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is a very special day. It's another one of our big feast days in the church. It is the Feast of the Transfiguration. Wow, that's a big word. Let's say it again. Transfiguration. Do you know what that means? Ah, some of you do. That's right. It's that moment in the Gospels that we hear about where Jesus and his friends climb up the mountain. Jesus and Peter and James and John, they go up the mountain, and then something very strange happens. Do you remember what happens? Oh, some of you remember. First, it gets all dark. The clouds come over and it gets dark. And then Jesus changes. And we're told in the scripture, it seems like his face and his clothing are shining with light. And then he's talking to two people who didn't climb the mountain with them. And they realize who those people are. And they're Moses and Elijah. And those are very important people out of the Hebrew scriptures. Moses, of course, who is Moses? Moses is the one who led the Israelites out of Egypt. He was the great leader who gave them the Torah, who gave them the rules, who gave them really what it means to be Jewish. And Elijah, the great prophet, the great leader and the great prophet, talking to Jesus. And then the voice comes from heaven and says, "This is my son, my beloved. Listen to him." And everyone is so overwhelmed by this experience. And then it all disappears and Jesus is just left there alone with the disciples. And they have to make sense of this, and Jesus says to them, "Don't speak about it." But eventually, of course, they do, and that's how we hear about it in the Gospels. So what's going on in this story? Well, I think three things are going on. The one is that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And what's going to happen in Jerusalem? That's right. In Jerusalem, he's going to be tried by the Romans, and he's going to be crucified and die. And that's very frightening. And I sometimes like to think about the Transfiguration as this one moment in which maybe Jesus needed a little bit of reassurance himself. And so the Father sends Moses and Elijah, and he talks with them and he feels better himself. Or maybe it was for the disciples, that the disciples are beginning to see that Jesus is something quite extraordinary. He's not just a really good healer. He's not just a really good teacher, but he's something completely different because even Moses and Elijah come to speak to him. And then, of course, we hear the message that's for the disciples, but that's for us today as well. What does God the Father say? "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." That's not a message for then. It's a message for us now. It's what God the Father is saying to each of us now. Close your eyes. Imagine you hear that voice whispering in your heart. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Who are we called to listen to? We're called to listen to Jesus. And what does it mean to listen to Jesus? Jesus says everything that he taught can be summed up in two little sentences. You must love God with all your heart, and you must love your neighbor as yourself. And who is your neighbor, kids? Well, it's anyone you happen to meet. It's everybody at school. It's that noisy kid in the corner, can't stop fidgeting. It's that difficult kid who looks grumpy and sits on their own and nobody talks to. Jesus says we need to love them. We love God and we love each other. We even have to love our brother and sister, even though they're very irritating. And that's the truth of it. That's what Jesus came to tell us. Let's close our eyes now. Lord, we ask for big hearts that are able to love others. teach us to love as you love. Amen.